Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sergeant Joseph Biggs is going to be joining us, give us an update on the tragic, very mysterious death. It's really not mysterious. There's not a big cover-up. He was going into hiding. He was getting death threats. He had the big story he was breaking. I mean, that's like somebody walking up and shooting you in the head in front of everybody and then going, I wonder what killed him. I mean, it's just like it'd be a conspiracy theory to not say he wasn't murdered. Unbelievable, but let's go to phone calls. Jared in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm actually calling you today because I have a challenge for you, and I was hoping you would accept it on the air today.
Well, I'm already pretty busy, but I'll hear your challenge.
My challenge is for you and your InfoWars team. I was challenging you to create some sort of wake-up kit, a collection of different articles and things that I can give to my local sheriff and see if that'll help get him on our side.
Well, I do that. I mean, we sell Sheriff Richard Mack's book about the constitutional sheriff that's designed to wake him up, and it's actually been having a big effect. So there's that. I would buy that book, and I would give that to the local sheriff, and then I would give them a gift subscription to InfoWars magazine. And believe me, it'll go all over the department, and they'll get 12 issues of it. But we do need to come up with more stuff like that, and more activist pages, and more flyer pages for on any issue, whatever it is. People can print off a flyer on that issue. I've told folks that we've actually had a bunch of those, thousands of flyers. Let me be conservative. Hundreds and hundreds of flyers per contest. There's been a bunch of those, and I've wanted to get them all in one spot on the site. But you can just type in InfoWars flyers, and we've got them on the police state, on the vaccines, on waking up. I mean, so there's a lot of stuff out there. People can make their own flyers. The new magazine has 10 bumper stickers in it, 4 big ones and 6 medium-sized ones that say stuff like forbidden information, InfoWars.com. America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com. This is the July issue. It will sell out. Folks should get it, buy it in bulk. I mean, I've tried to do what I can. I've got a great crew, but when you get a larger crew, it almost becomes more work because then it's like getting it all done the way you want it. But, I mean, what should I put in the kit?
One of the things I've noticed in the process of waking up and wanting to wake other people up is that it is hard to know where to look to find all the things that you need to show people. And so what I was thinking would be a collection of different articles you've come across in the years that would be the best ones to show somebody if you're really trying to hit them hard and get them to wake up.
Well, I think a film like Endgame or The Obama Deception, in a wide range, if somebody will watch that, most people aren't going to read a lot, if they'll watch that, they'll see the globalists in their own words saying it. So I think that's probably the secret right there.
I'll let you go. I really appreciate the work you do, Alex.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling in. Brian in Kentucky, I'll come back to you later after the guest is on. But Adam Kokesh, hurting the cause is what you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was going to say, you know, I really like your show, and I appreciate what you do. And, you know, I like to think I've been awake for a while, but you've really helped me focus and, you know, concentrate on the important things. And
sure, we're almost out of time, though, man. I mean, look, I don't like some of the stuff Adam does overall, but he's taking action. So it's hard to criticize somebody that has courage.
Oh, I'm not trying to criticize. I just think, I know he got arrested at the pro-pot rally, and then with the raid the other day, they found drugs in his house, whether they were planted or not. And I just think, you know, as a leader of a certain part of the movement and stuff, you know, it's his responsibility to make sure he's squeaky clean and doesn't give, you know, the authorities any...
No, I hear you, but see, he's going at it from the other angle. He's going to live however he wants. How dare them be in his business, and how dare them lock people up in cages over drugs they bring.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, 82nd Airborne, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan. And it was what, 2008, he first was embedded with a well-known war reporter, certainly now, and one of the editors over at Rolling Stone magazine, who really brought down one of the top generals. And, of course, that was McChrystal. Now, a few weeks ago, his car, most of you know the story, blew up while driving down the street, and the engine shot down the road the other direction. And I talked to a well-known reporter, Nomi Prinz, who lives nearby. She went and looked at it. She said the tree wasn't even really damaged. And it looked like, from the photos, it came up to rest against it. Then we learned he was getting death threats. Hours before, he said, I'm going to go into hiding off the radar. I've got my biggest story ever. Listen, if I ever come on air and say, I'm getting threats, I'm going off the radar, I'm about to break my biggest story ever, and my car blows up, man, I want an investigation. And I said on air a few weeks ago, I said, it's a very low probability that this wasn't some type of car bomb. Just from all the experts and military people I had on days after that looked at it. Then I said, we need to go talk to the police and the fire department. And if they're told not to talk to people, and I said this on air over and over again, and if they try to suppress the police reports, the first reports, I said, ladies and gentlemen, it means national security pressure was put on them. This is NDAA type stuff. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to know through family connections and things that there have been federal hit teams in this country. They don't even have to hire organized crime. for a very long time. I'm going to leave it at that because I got family that gets mad if I talk about it. But I've told the story before. And the whole issue here is the public is very naive. Now, San Diego and other TV stations went, and because they'd heard our show and others, and said, well, the family said they wanted an investigation, and his friends were questioning. We just wanted to learn the details. And they even had to apologize on one of the newscasts and say, we don't want to be conspiracy theorists. They'd be like Caesar stabbed 100 times 2,000 years ago, and people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that he was murdered. When you're to the point in this country where the media barely decides to do any of its job and has to apologize, you're in trouble. And the media's like, it's so strange. They usually give us their police reports. They're acting very strange. They've been told, here's the key, not to talk. They're like, by who? And they're like, we're not going to tell you, but we're scared. Just like the family's scared. And Staff Sergeant Biggs, who we're about to go to, he said a few weeks ago when he went on Fox, they tried to belittle him and, you know, say, well, we don't want to hear conspiracies. Just when he said, hey, it looks strange to me. It should be investigated. How evil. It should be investigated. He said, look, the family, I've been to the funeral. They're scared, but you know the wife is saying she wants to bring down whoever did this. You'd think that'd be national news. No news coverage of him saying that on this show 2 weeks later. Okay? So understand, ladies and gentlemen, the widow saying she thinks there might be something going on and she wants to bring down whoever did this and she, you know, she's going to fight this somehow. That would be national news. The media normally in the old days, just even 20 years ago, 10 years ago, if one of their people got killed, everybody investigated it out of a sense of camaraderie, basic common sense. We better hang together or hang separate. So I can tell you right now, it's about 99% in my educated research view that he was murdered. And I mean, you add it all together, you'd be nuts to not think that's where this is going. And Biggs said, he said, look, I'm going to go public because other people are scared and won't speak out. I'm going to do this. He'd do this for me. And I tell you, it freaks me out that there are so many cowards in this country. And that something that was commonplace in the old days, I've studied history, is now so rare. But we commend you, Staff Sergeant Biggs, for being a good friend, a good American, and investigating. And I think a lot of credence has been added to your questioning now. What do you think of everything that's transpired since we talked a week and a half ago, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things been popping up. I found out recently that the LAPD actually made a stop by Michael's house just a couple days prior. And they were spotted there. He was also spotted looking under his car a few days prior. So that in itself is pretty pretty fishy, along with the fact that I called the LAPD, and they told me there's nothing they can do. They wouldn't tell me anything. And it seemed as soon as I brought up Michael's name, they all kind of just got hush-hush and just acted a bit, you know, uneased.
Well, I'd say so. By helping cover up, they begin to enter the galaxy of being accomplices. Wow, walk through this. This is really newsworthy for everyone in the state of this country. I talked to you via text a few days ago. You said you were going to be talking to the police and calling the fire department. Walk through who you called, what happened, what unfolded.
Well, I called and the coroner, too, to ask about where the body was. And they said that they had released it a while back, but when I had spoken to the family, they hadn't received it yet. So that was pretty odd. And then when I called the LAPD and asked for a report, I said, what steps do I need to go through to file to get a copy of the police report on Michael Hastings' death? And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we need to transfer you. And then someone told me, well, we can't help you with this. And it just kind of got pushed around. I went from one person's call to another. And
oh, that's not newsworthy that the body's missing. Obviously, they're going to have to because you've been in combat. You, as you said, you've been in an IED. Couldn't you test and pick up the residue of an explosive?
Well, what happened was is they ended up apparently cremating the body.
Oh, whoa, you hadn't dropped the – oh, they decided to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't heard back from his wife yet if that's what they wanted, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's something that he wouldn't have wanted. I'm pretty sure, I mean, anybody would want their family to have – an actual funeral.
And you just are dropping bombshell after bombshell on me. Again, you're a good friend. You're the guy that released the email. that he was being, he was going into hiding and being, the FBI was visiting people, then they lied and said they weren't. Tell us who told you that the police went by his house and that he was seen looking under his car.
I got that from a news group out of L.A.
Wow. Man, I tell you, when was the last time you physically talked to him? I mean, over the phone or in person rather than email?
Michael?
Yes.
Probably 3 months ago.
You knew him so well, and he was embedded with you for a long time, and he's one of the guys, you know, he sent this email to. What do you think he would be saying now if this would have happened to another investigative journalist like himself?
I'm sure he'd be on the media or in the news as much as possible, trying to keep this in the light and not have it seem so swept away. It seems like, you know, that when I was on Fox with Megan, I think that aired maybe one time, and that was it. I mean, that was it. If you didn't watch it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, who's watching the news then? You know, most of the time everyone's listening to the radio, so not many even people even got to see that. It just seemed like everyone just kind of just wanted to hear about it, and then they wanted to forget about it as soon as possible. And I know that's something he would keep from happening. He'd keep running his mouth. He'd keep digging in, opening the wounds up, and making people have to look and find out what's going on.
You know, Obama signed the NDAA, and he's openly said, and so is Big Sis, Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, that the main threat is not Al-Qaeda now for Homeland Security, that it is Tea Partiers, libertarians, conservatives, but also anti-war people, basically anybody with a social conscience. And then the NDAA really says they can disappear whoever they want and that they'll target and kill any American they want. And so I don't think they've ever had it on paper saying that. And we're seeing a real uptick in mysterious deaths of whistleblowers and people. You said your gut told you something was wrong early on. Now, what does this whole picture tell you, Staff Sergeant Biggs?
The government's doing some shady stuff. I mean, he was onto something and enough to where they want to quiet L.A. up.
You know what makes me think about, like, Pat Tillman? He was going to come back and blow the whistle, and look what happened to him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's the same thing all over again.
What do guys in the military say about Pat Tillman? Because, you know, I guess he was a Ranger. You're a Ranger.
No, I'm not a Ranger.
Oh, you were an Airborne?
Yeah, 82nd Airborne.
Okay. But I mean, what did the guys in the Army say about Tillman?
Most people tried not to talk about it because you don't want to even think about the fact that your own government's going to kill you and cover it up and just amount to nothing. You still try to hold on to some positive ounce of hope when you're in combat and think that, you know, everything's going to be all right.
Well, what's going to happen if a lot of people start dying like this? I think there'll be some pushback. So,
well, I mean, if my car blows up, then I guess we all know they better start looking around.
Well, you know, buddy, we need to actually think about that. I think if we went out to Los Angeles, maybe we should go out to Los Angeles together. I don't think you're afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm actually afraid of giving in to this fear. And if the family invited me, I will go and investigate.
Well, I'll jump in anyone's face. I don't care. I want to find out what's going on, too. I'll go to L.A. with you in a second.
Well, I think you're his friend, so you've got some jurisdiction to do it. I've got his wife's contact info or email and the Twitter. I know you've got her number and stuff. But I get people having kids. This is getting scary, wanting to give it some space. You know, she says she wants to bring down who did it. But I'm not expecting a woman to, you know, charge around. But I've told she has a lot of courage by you and others. I just feel like I'm going to let myself down if we don't do something about this. Because
you see everybody, I mean, there's a lot of people. I've seen a big outcry lately. A lot of emails from people saying that they, you know, that they themselves are investigative reporters, journalists who had looked up to Michael, and people from Dublin to China are all, you know, really wanting to know what's going on. But it's the people right here that, you know, we need to get together and we need to do something.
Well, you know, his wife is saying that she didn't know anything he was investigating, but she knows it wasn't about one of the friends of the CIA director, former General Petraeus. She may know something that she doesn't think is important, but they know. And I'm not trying to, like, threaten her with the truth into going public. But if I was her, I'd be running around screaming bloody murder. Because that, as Jim Garrison said in the Kennedy investigation, that's the safest thing to do. And He obviously knew that. That's why he was going into hiding to get a new story out quickly. Do you have any ideas, or is anybody at the funeral giving you ideas of what it was? Because for our own safety, we need to get all this out now.
It's the CIA. That's the exact words I was told. Like I said last time, Michael told her that he wasn't going to tell her anything any further into that matter. But he did tell a lawyer.
He
told everything to a lawyer, and it's not the WikiLeaks lawyer. So I still don't know where that came from.
Okay, so she told you that or somebody at the funeral?
She told me that.
Boy, that lawyer is... I'd like to know who that lawyer is, because well, they've obviously got him surveilled, but he knows how to do countermeasures. That lawyer needs to be investigated. I'm not saying the lawyer's involved. We don't know who they are yet, but I'm telling you, either that person would be telling it all, or they're out of their mind. See, I had the D.C. Madam on. I've had a bunch of people on, and they kill them like a month later. I mean, I've lived through this. And well,
probably the only way to get any information out of the police and things like that. I mean, the only way to get information anytime when you can't get something to sue somebody, from what I've been told, the easiest way to get information is just start a lawsuit, sue somebody, and then the information has to be brought to light.
That's right. But nowadays, it's so corrupt, they'll put out fake stuff. But that happened with the Oklahoma City bombing. That's what we found out. Southern Poverty Law Center was in the catbird seat there at Elohim Center, along with the deputy attorney general, who's now the attorney general. Look, they're just gangsters, and I can't believe the LAPD is that corrupt and the fire department is that cowardly that they wouldn't be speaking out. I mean, it's this culture of fear that allows these bad guys to take over.
Yeah. Everyone's scared. People want to talk, but no one wants to take that step to actually make something happen. Most people just want to go through their lives and pretend like everything's fine and... they don't really want to open that curtain and see what's really going on back there.
But don't they get that lets the evil take over when they have that attitude?
Most people are just, like you said before, sheeples. They don't care. As long as they get their paycheck every other week and their AC's on and their cell phones work and they get to play little video games, they're happy. Most people would rather live in the dark than see what's really out there.
Yep, and then every time people act like that, you get a Nazi Germany or a Soviet-style deal because the criminals aren't going to stop grabbing. Look, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, one of his best military buddies from all those years of being embedded over there, one of the only guy to release that he was, we wouldn't know that he was going into hiding. We wouldn't know they were death-threatening him. We wouldn't know about the email because everybody had the email but were too afraid to release it. In the 5 minutes we've got left here with you, I want to give you the floor instead of me asking questions about other points you'd like to make or what you'd like to say to people out there, A, the cowards that are going along with this, and B, maybe those that were part of this, because I don't know how they think they're going to have a future in a country this corrupt.
Well, I know whoever did this, you know, you got me to look forward to seeing. I'm going to definitely find out what's going on because I'm going to pull back those Band-Aids. I'm going to dig into that scab, and I'm going to find out that dirt. And I'm going to come after him and bring that into the media as fast as I can. Whatever I can find out, I will. And people need to help out. I mean, I need to find a lawyer down in L.A. that can actually give me some legal advice on how we could take steps to get this information from the police. And it needs to be done fast.
The CIA has got ice darts that have cyanide in them that basically dissipates and almost impossible to find in toxicology. They've got 101 ways on top of 101 to kill somebody nobody knows. They blew that up as a message to everybody. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
No, you're good.
No, it's just, I mean, everything you say makes me think of other things, other points you'd like to make.
Other than that, I'm getting scared the fact that people are just going to forget about this. We need to keep this like front page as much as possible. People need to keep asking questions. I mean, not just me. Everyone should want to know what happened because it doesn't seem right. Everyone should have that gut feeling in you that makes you a human being that wants to see the right thing done, and to just ignore it and sweep it away, it makes me want to throw up.
That's exactly how I feel. It makes you feel nauseous, and it's like being smothered. And you're not even worried about getting killed or set up because all that matters is that we don't lay down. Because I'm telling you, folks, if they can kill top reporters, investigative reporters worldwide, this guy wasn't just one of the biggest in the U.S., top three or four probably worldwide, who they knew was real. You know, that speech I played about a week before he got killed, he was on Young Turks, where he said, look, they're coming after the media. This is authoritarianism. We got to band together, and they've declared war on us. We got to declare war on them and just put all the national security stuff out, the crimes they're committing. He had found out how bad they really are. He'd had that moment of conscience that he was going to go all the way, and they blow him up. And the issue is that if they kill you, if they kill me, it becomes more and more obvious. This has happened a lot in history. All that matters is they're going to get taken down. If we all cower, then they're going to win and start killing whoever they want.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to cower, I'll tell you that. I'll stand right in their face and tell them how it is.
Well, they're cowards. They'll put another car bomb on you, but they probably aren't going to do that. I mean, he had something big for them to do that, and it was a message to the media. You know, because the media is not stupid. They know they killed him. That's why Megyn Kelly, I can't even look at her now, like laughing at you when you're on there like it's funny. This isn't funny. Even if you were wrong, your buddy's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too keen on her anymore either.
Well, look, man, as soon as you're gone in 3 or 4 minutes, I'll have 10 questions that come in my head. I'm just flabbergasted at this point. Any other tidbits from the funeral? Anything else that his widow said? You know, she said, quote, to you, I'm going to find him and bring him down. Was that the quote?
When she pulled me aside, she said, you know, she's like, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to find these guys and, you know, find out what happened. And I told her I would be there side by side to help her every step of the way. And she gave me her email, and I emailed her back later on after I gave her some time. And we've spoken on the phone and texted a few times. And, you know, she's trying to get I think she might have an investigator now to help her out. And she's doing a lot of things she can. My side is I want to keep this as public as possible the whole time so it's in the public eye. And I want people to, every time they turn on the freaking TV or listen to the radio, someone's talking about it. So people are thinking about it because I can't sleep anymore. I stopped going to school for 2 weeks. I mean, I can't. It's completely...
Well, listen, get the rest you need and stuff and say clearly, they'll say, oh, he committed suicide. He was sad about his friend. You're on record. You're never going to commit suicide.
Oh, God, no.
Me neither. And, again, I don't drive 100 miles an hour. My car's not going to blow up. And I do not want my body cremated. I want a third party, 2 different autopsies. My family will pay for it. What about you?
Yeah, I want people to see. I'm not afraid.
No, I hear you. But give people a living will. Let me tell you, they'll blow you up or me up and then cremate us.
Oh, yeah, I've already got one of those, though, and I did one of those a few years ago.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
But that's the great part, though. That's why they hate the veterans. I'm sure you've seen the Homeland Security documents where they say the veterans are the number one terror threat. That's even the Washington Post. It's because they know veterans aren't afraid and have faced death, and they're afraid of men and women who are not cowards.
Well, that, you just see all the shady stuff that goes on, and you're just not willing to, you know, be quiet about it. Most people just hear about it, but to actually see a lot of this stuff.
That's right. So you're not naive. You saw a lot of chicanery.
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, I've been in vehicles that have blown up and, you know, thrown my vehicle 10 feet up in the air and completely demolished, you know, and I've got, you know, cuts all over my body. And my vehicle at no time was engulfed in the flames that were engulfed in that Mercedes-Benz, which still just blows my mind. And they just want to shake it off and say no foul play.
Well, I tell you, I'm sure looking down from heaven that Michael appreciates you as a friend doing this, and it's important for the real media to continue to cover this, and it's important. I mean, at least we are getting some mainline TV stations to ask questions now, so it's not just you or I saying we've called and they won't give us the police report.
Yeah, that's good, though, yeah.
Man, how suspicious. We've been told not to talk. The body's disappeared, basically, been cremated, and we're not going to give you a police report.
One thing after another, but either way, every dirty little lie has got to come forth at some point. We'll find out.
What's your gut tell you, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, what he had on the CIA or just no idea? Who knows what it was?
I mean, I don't know exactly what it could be. I mean, it's kind of funny, all these things with Snowden that's happening. Who knows what he was going after? But, you know, someone probably got, or, you know, was a whistleblower, came forth to him, gave him some information, and he probably followed one of those leads. You know, and it could have been like a CIA guy. It could be anybody. Who knows? Somebody with some kind of power like that.
Well, I salute your courage, Staff Sergeant Biggs. We'll talk again soon. We'll keep this story alive. God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders and preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
They don't know how to build a new electronic device. They don't know how to develop a new chemical processes to become wealthy and powerful. They know how to organize in gangs and force you to transfer your money and your wealth to them and to set up systems of propaganda that rationalize how they're doing that. I'm going to go directly to your phone calls for the balance of the hour. And then cover news, and then go back to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now, once I go to your calls, just make your point, your question. I'm going to move the next person, or I'll go into an hour-long diatribe. Or the first caller will be, I'm here during a mass shooting or something, and then the whole show will go that direction, which has actually happened before, where before it was even on the news, in the Blacksburg shooting, we had a caller call in and then was saying it was happening. They could even hear the shots, and I'm like, is this true? Is this real? And then 10 minutes later, it was on the news. But before we go to them, you know my favorite health product and that we've just seen miraculous results in weight loss, overall health, skin conditions going away, joint issues. So many people are malnourished. Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com, you get the biggest discounts there, had a ORAC score of 5,745 per serving. That's off the charts. It's got hundreds of different things in you need, 90 essentials, the trace elements, you name it. Guess what, folks? They now have a totally organic one. It is so hard to have a certified, third-party certified and USDA certified when you have hundreds of different ingredients. It is so hard. It took them 2 years. They did it, and it's got a score of, get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, 8,000 total ORAC per serving. Citrus Peach Fusion. And I love both flavors. And the flavors grow on you as well because your body just gets to where it knows how much nutrients are in it. And they're still selling the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I don't know which flavor I like best. I'm kind of this one's growing on me. At first, I liked the old one better, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's called tangerine, but I think it tastes like kind of fruit punchy to me slash orange juicy. With 115 vegetables and fruits. This one's got even more. And it's just, there's nothing like it out there, and your purchase supports the broadcast as well. You can sign up for auto ship and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. And you can also become a distributor when you pay $10 like Costco or whatever and get big discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. But the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Citrus Peach Fusion made with certified organic ingredients, all non-GMO ingredients, not just organic, I'm sorry, non-GMO on top of it. You can also call. We'll put that back up on screen. I'll give folks the number. Thank you. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277 if you have any questions or comments or want folks online to help you. It's pretty simple to do, but if you're like me and not too technical on the Internet, you might need help signing up for AutoShip or finding the best discounts on there, or if you want to become a distributor. So the phone number is on the site, and there's over 400 products on there, and they're all the best. I mean, that's why I go out, I find the best. That's what I promote, InfoWarsHealth.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. And then they've got now the Osteo FX in powder form, more concentrated. So you just put a scoop in water, bang that back. If you don't like, you know, drinking the clear, white, pasty stuff, a lot of people like it. I don't particularly like it. I complained about it. And they said, guess what? We're already developing longevity Beyond Osteo FX. So it's got even more stuff in it, and that's now brand new as of yesterday at InfoWarsHealth.com, ladies and gentlemen. And all your purchases make the broadcast possible. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to take calls just all the way with news until our guest joins us. Let's go to them without further ado. Jim in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, love your show. Going to get right to the point. You were mentioning about pet peeves, so I figured I'd call in and let you know one of mine. First of all, don't censor your rants, because what your rants actually are, Alex, is emotional analysis, which all of us need to have because we don't have the expertise of sifting through all this information like you do, okay? It annoys me when you censor yourself in the middle of an informative, entertaining rant to go to some meathead who gets on there and doesn't even know he's on the air, okay? That's annoying. So, quick little suggestion. Schedule the calls for half an hour, the first hour. Do all your news the first half hour. The news you don't get to, go back the second hour if you don't have a guest. But please do not censor your rants. They're informative and they're entertaining.
No, I hear you. The rants are painful for me, though. I mean, when I'm up there freaking out and really trying to illustrate how corrupt the tyranny is, it's like a person in a cage being lowered into the water who knows they're going to drown. I mean, I know how real this is. I know my life's in danger. I know this isn't a game. And the most annoying question I get is, do you really believe all of this? And then people will get mad at me when I go, no, I don't believe it. Okay, it's all made up. The world's great, blah, blah, blah. You're being sarcastic. Of course I believe what I'm saying. And they go, well, is it an act? Well, I mean, that's like saying if I go to a football game and get excited about my team scoring, is it an act? I mean, I'm letting myself be emotional, so it isn't an act, but it is an act. I mean, but I've come to the realization is that I'm actually not in control anymore of myself. And I've realized that I've gotten more and more angry and more reckless as well, just out on the street and things with bureaucrats, police, you name it. I'm just getting to the point where it's all just a fraud. And I have trouble playing along with their fraud when a cop pulls me over and says, mind if I search the vehicle? I'm just like, man, you really want your kids living in a total tyranny? My kids have nothing to do with it. Well, cops didn't used to do this in America. I was brought up, this is done in tyrannies. You know, how would you like it if I asked to search your car? Get out of the vehicle. You know, it's just a bad nightmare. We know where this leads. We know where this is going. And that's why I'm freaking out. I appreciate your call, Jim. I'll be honest with you. I look at my innocent children. They were reading some children's comedy book, my 10-year-old son was, about a bad-behaved hippopotamus this morning, and he was reading passages from it, and my 5-year-old, my 9-year-old were just giggling and rolling around on the ground, and it was like painful how good they are. It was painful how innocent they are. It was painful how corrupt the world is. And then I started hearing that thing about, oh, I don't want to bring children into the world. And I'm always like, we've got to fight. We've got to bring them into the world since we're good people. And that's the experience. Our ancestors kept having kids even though it was bad. And that's true. We have more responsibility to have the children and then fight for them. Because I notice if you don't have the kids, you tend, on average, to not fight as hard for freedom. And again, that's an overgeneralization, but people are like, yeah, I just take care of myself, so what? Once you have those children, or at least empathize with nieces or nephews, people you care about, it's good to have some family, not even so much even children, so that you've got skin in the game, because it's easy as a man or a woman to just go, oh, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, nothing's going to change it, I'm going to just go eat, drink, and be merry. Or I'll just become corrupt and sell people out. And, you know, people have been playing dirty with me. I'll play dirty with them and see how they like it. But civilization, everything good, is based in not selling out because everybody else did. But it's not enough to just be good and hardworking and put up with the corruption. You've got to not sell out and not be corrupt and try to be as moral as you can. And then not beat yourself up when you make mistakes. See, good people are always beating themselves up. Evil aren't. You know you're good. You know you love God and justice. Move forward. But at the same time, wage war on corrupt people. Do whatever you have to. And that's what's fulfilling in life. And I need to get out more on the street. I need to go to the urban warfare drills again. I need to go out and go up to police and say, I'd like to search your vehicle. To show them freak out. And go, well, you want to search mine without a warrant? I need to do all the things. I've got thousands of plans. All of them will work. The problem is I can't manifest it all, and I don't have enough money to hire enough people and then enough people to train so they understand so we can carry this out. I know how to beat the New World Order. You do as well, a lot of you. It's historical. It's an understanding. And to have the right stuff and to know the enemy's plans, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. To just see people programmed and under globalist control and thinking they're winning, going along with a system designed to irrevocably wreck human society as an exit. All the literature of the establishment is they're going to build a technological plandopolis with a bunch of control freaks running around, backed up by drones and robots, and they're going to break up our families and persecute us and stomp on our face with a black boot forever. The small amounts of us that are basically left to be toyed with and messed with and tortured forever. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We are turning the world over to, look, Ray Kurzweil said he doesn't believe in God yet, that he's going to become God merging with the machines. Let me take that statement. Even if you don't believe in God and don't believe in the devil, the establishment is trying to become the devil. They act just like the biblical devil, the devil of every culture. They do the same thing. There's a reason we've heard of this before. And they want to be the devil. Ray Kurzweil doesn't believe in God yet. He's going to become God. No, he's going to become the devil if he can. It's a race to become the devil. It's a race to build a godlike structure for these psychopaths to basically become God in their own words. It is madness, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm staring at them. I know their mind. I know their taste. I can see them. And I'm sitting here in the middle of a horror movie, ladies and gentlemen. I know right down the street they're killing people for their organs. I know people they've killed for their organs here in Austin. Nobody's going to prosecute them. They got foster kids all over the country right now, feeding them pesticides and drugs, testing them at facilities. They're going to kill them and then cut their bodies up when they're done. And nobody's going to help them. You're not going to help them. We're all going to hell, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Nazi Germany is nothing compared to what's going on now. It's going on everywhere, and it's creeping around behind the scenes, and evil is just metastasizing. I said I'd take your calls. See, I can't do it. This is another scientific test. I am not in control. Let's talk to Merrill in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good talk to you. Listen, you were talking earlier about organs, government cropping our organs. I read an article this week on Facebook that was floating around. And they said that there were 1,000 internment camps, FEMA camps, whatever you want to call them. They change their name every time, once everybody wakes up about it, they change the name. And then they say, oh, no, that's, we don't have none of that.
It's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And they also hide it under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. But, yeah, they're building them all over the place.
Right. Well, the article said this week that there were 1,000 of those internment camps in the United States. And Obama had recently purchased 30,000 guillotines.
Yeah, that's an urban legend. That's an urban legend that's racing through everything right now. And then people listening on the inside know that's not true, and it discredits things. And I'm not mad that you brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up. That's an obsession from movies in the 80s where the Antichrist is going to cut people's heads off. And I'm sure governments do stuff like that. You know, they'll hire a whole group to go into an African country, a neighboring African group, to kill everybody with machetes and chop their heads off. They've got Al-Qaeda chopping people's heads off all over Syria and all over Egypt right now with video of it. But none of the Christian groups will hardly talk about it. They just talk about guillotines that fell out of a truck, and it's always a different town, different city. And it may have a root in reality somewhere, but there's all the proven real stuff that is going on. I mean, they don't have to chop your head off with a guillotine. They chop your intellect out with hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Here's my theory behind this. If they chop your head off, Alex, they can stick pipes down in your throat and keep you alive until your organs are cropped.
Well, that is a big part of it, but look, they have mobile execution vans, dozens of them in every Chinese city. And they'll just, on the spot, if they need somebody, just kidnap them, cut their organs out on the spot. This is on record, by the way. And people from the U.S. flying to Japan and China, because they ship them over to Japan, it's a few hours, and do the surgeries there. That stuff is going on, but they just put you under, they keep you alive, and then they harvest everything. And then they take the heart last. I appreciate you calling in. But no one talks about what's real. No one talks about Pepsi with fetal tissue in it. It's a fact. And now there's the Daily Mail, China's high-tech death van, where criminals are executed and their organs are sold on black market. Look, even the media goes with their criminals. I mean, here in the U.S., there they don't care. They just kill you outright. They do organ harvesting at sports stadiums in front of everybody as well. You can pull that up if you want to see it. Just the public's so naive. Let's go to Peter in Florida. You're on the air, Peter. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
And, good, brother.
Going on about what you're saying, becoming the change with whatever skill you have. I'm an artist here in Miami, and I just did a video with We Are Change, and Luke Rutkowski just posted it up on YouTube. You guys check it out. So what I do is I go to these comic book conventions, and I do artwork dealing with, 9/11 and the TSA, and drones and all that kind of stuff, and I put it out in a way that is favorable, or it's aesthetically similar to a lot of the other pop culture stuff, like when you post the reviews of the different movies and stuff. I sell out of them. They're super popular. We have conversations from everything from the police state to economics at a comic book convention showing how, there's a lot of
what we have to do is we have to hijack the culture of evil and then infuse life into it, hijack their images, which is totally legal and lawful as long as it's a parody of it, and hijack their movies, hijack their TV shows, and use their shows to show you the programming. But also use good art that comes out of the establishment to praise that. And that's one reason you're seeing a little bit of positive stuff out there now, is because Hollywood can't sell pure negativity. People want wholesome good stuff. They want the Bible on Discovery Channel or History Channel. They want something like Superman that's pro-father, pro-family, anti-tyranny, anti-eugenics. People hunger for liberty. And so there's a dichotomy. That's what the globalists say they want to get rid of. The globalists say they want to get rid of the real free market and only have a centralized group because they're always getting beaten by the free market by the choices you make, like organic. Nobody could get organic 20 years ago. Now it's supplanting all the poison garbage and getting cheaper because more people are coming into the market and we're outproducing them. So they're getting angry. So God bless you. Tell us the name of the video.
Yeah, it's on We Are Change. It's a libertarian artist, art imitating life. It shows people right there buying this giant poster that I put out, really popular. It's a Captain America head, a vintage-looking one, and underneath it, it just says 9/11 was an inside job. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but people love it.
Well, fantastic. Listen, send us one. Send us your art. We might hang it up in the new studios we're building. Yeah, We Are Change doing an amazing job. One of the most things I'm most proud of is when Luke was a lone activist in New York and was being censored, I gave him a platform because I knew he was a leader and built him up, and then We Are Change came out of it. And then it's important for all these other groups, though, to then refeed promotion back into those that brought you to the dance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Pro program notes, you know, when I tell you we got a big guest coming on, about 95% of the time it tends to happen. For me personally, this guest that we got contacted through over some tyrannical abuses they went through, for me it's about as big a guest as you can get on, because the person's such an icon and is also so old. It's kind of like Kurt Vonnegut, I learned, was a listener. Had a chance to talk to him a couple times. He sent me some of his own art, personalized. And he said, oh, I'm too old. Nobody wants to hear from me, but I appreciate your work. And I'm like, Mr. Vonnegut, please, please. And he goes, no, listen, I respect what you're doing. I'm done. And then like a month later, saw him do his last university speech at his alma mater. And he said, I will never be heard from again. Goodbye. And then 6 months later, fell down, hit his head in New York, and was dead. And I mean, I've read like almost all of Kurt Vonnegut's books. I was reading those when I was a teenager. My parents were big fans, so they were laying around. It's just amazing satire, and so much of it has come true. I've even read, like, I bought a book of his essays that were in newspapers and magazines, short stories he wrote. Really good stuff. Like, he wrote stuff about, like, astronauts finally go to space. He wrote this, like, at the end of World War II, and it's actually where all the ghosts are at. It's like hell, so everybody. He wrote a lot of cool stuff. And it's just like, I never got Kurt Vonnegut on the air. And this person is like the living John Wayne. But then they wanted to come on with their lawyer. Then the lawyer's like, well, I can't do it because I'm going out of town for a week. And then it's all like, it's lawyers, man. They get in the way of everything. It doesn't even matter. Because the person was going to come on about corruption, too. It wasn't just going to be a famous person on. So it's tailor-made to wake people up. But we'll see what happens. By the way, we have Sergeant Biggs popping. I'm going to go into overdrive today for about 20 minutes with him. He wants to come on and talk about the cover-up of his buddy Michael Hastings. So we're going to be looking at all of that. And I'm not bragging about Kurt Vonnegut. It's just like I have a framed Kurt Vonnegut, you know, for Alex, to Alex lithograph print he did, signed by him, of an empty birdcage. You know, the Libertad symbol of universal freedom. And he's dead now. But at least I got to talk to him. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I got to know Charlton Heston a little bit. Well, people know that's true because there's a couple interviews there. But it isn't about I knew Charlton Heston. It was what a good human he was. And it's just something about talking to people when they're really old and they're still all there, and then they're gone forever. Then they're gone forever. I'm going to go to break and come back, and then we're going to try it again for 30 minutes, call straight. I took a couple. When I come back, I'm going to just take call after call after call, 800-259-9231. You hear a caller hang up, I'm going to go to you. Just coming up, and then I'm going to get into the whole Zimmerman thing. You know, I wasn't ever on the fence because the witness is saying that Trayvon attacked him, but I thought Zimmerman was stupid to go following a guy around with a gun. I mean, I'd probably get mad. What are you doing following around with a gun? But you look at Trayvon's past and being sent, you know, to his father and the trouble he was in, and the gangster photos out there and the media showing the 12-year-old kid, not the 17-year-old, you know, kid or whatever. And then the Justice Department pressuring the police to, you know, go after Zimmerman and all this stuff. They're trying to set Zimmerman up. And that's an injustice. And now the judge is slapping him around and stuff. And I mean, it's just unprecedented what's going on. And now they're talking about child abuse to go after Zimmerman, you know, get him on something, and lesser charge of manslaughter so they can get him on that. I mean, it is just incredible. And NPR this morning was, you know, calling him a racist, period. I mean, just they want to stir up total racial hatred in this country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.